This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are welcoming in Rusty Mantell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 today, and co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. Our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, welcome in.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Who are you pulling for now at this point? Well,
I'm not pulling for anybody.
Okay, well, just curious.
I have to make a prediction, but I'm not pulling for anyone. Can everybody just end at a tie?
Yeah.
You know, I guess when you talk about tonight's games first, I'm kind of mad because I'd be in Scottsdale right now. I was flying out Tuesday morning until Trinidad and Chambliss decided to have a damn Johnny Manziel night against Georgia's defense, and then that flight got canceled. But I think that these four teams are fascinating. There's all storylines, great storylines. I think personally that Indiana's made a believer out of me, and I don't know – what it's going to take to beat them.
Wow, he's trying not to look at me right now, which I appreciate.
I looked at you. let's start the year off of that.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, you know, but I do think, and I heard Bo say this earlier, and I everybody always says, you know, I said this from the day that Miami got in the bracket, I thought, boy, that is a tough out because they are so physical on both sides of the line. You know, the storyline had Georgia – I'd already kind of talked about it with my group. I said, listen, if Georgia plays Miami, we're not dialing into the Carson Beck deal. Okay, that's a storyline. Mm-hmm. They don't – he's not driving that show. Their offense and defensive line, they're running it. He had 131 yards passing, and they beat Ohio State. He's doing what he needs to do. Now, he had some good runs, but, you know, physically up front, I think that Miami's going to be too much. And I think the off season stuff is finally going to catch Ole Miss. And then you see Lane Kiffin pull two coaches yesterday. I mean, I just don't get it, man. And I don't care the opinion on him, and I've kind of stayed out of that lane, but that is absolute BS to do that to those kids this week, to pull two more coaches yesterday. And I mean, it's just – I don't get it, man.
I hate it as well. And I want to get back to some of these playoff games, but I've got these names in front of me.
Okay.
All right, and I'm gonna throw Dalen Everett, Chris Miller, yep, C.J. Allen, and Zachariah Branch. Knowing what you know about them, ooh, and knowing what you know about this city,
mm-hmm,
Give me one of those guys of the four of them that you would like to play for the Atlanta Falcons.
Positional need, Christian Miller.
Okay.
Because he is a guy that can play tough against the run, and he has created pass rush from interior pass rush. He can push the pocket. He's been coached hard. He is a huge personality. He's a kid from Cedar Grove.
Yeah.
I'll give you a quick story. We were at FCA camp at West Georgia. It's about 250 degrees. Absolutely.
I've been to that camp.
I mean, absolutely.
Times.
The most illegal thing you've ever seen in your life. I mean, I have no idea.
Ain't no wet bulb out there.
I mean, there ain't no wet bulb. These kids are playing basically a state semifinal at Carrollton. Now, we are praising the Lord after the game. But yeah. I will say that part is legal. But I go to that camp every year because I don't even know how we're doing that in July. But
bro,
what
I've been
I will
to those
say.
Those camps as a coach, you are so spot on.
I mean, they're killing each other. They're killing each other, man.
Here.
Well, so Cedar Grove. That defending state champion team, they're there that day. And, of course, they go through – they're playing North Gwinnett. It was one of the most talented games I've ever seen. All kind of NFL players in that game eventually. Christian Miller stood up after the practice, and I'm just dying from standing out there. I can't wait to get in my truck just to change clothes, basically. He stands in front of the whole team, and he says, do not have on slides tonight. Do not have your hat on backwards. He goes, you take a shower and you come downstairs. Those women that are cooking that meal tonight, let's act respectful. He told the whole team
that.
I was like, wait a minute now.
Let's go.
I mean, that's a high school kid. He wasn't doing that because I was there. That was something he does.
I love that.
So I love the personality on him. But C.J. Allen, I love that. But I just think interior pass rush and a disruptive guy, I would take him. He's going to play himself into – people are going to – he's probably got a mid-second round grade, Mike.
That
he's going to talk himself into a first round.
I was going to say they're
going to be more. They're going to be more and more impressed.
We can't get anybody in the first round, so when you said him, I was like, okay, that might be attainable. Yeah, maybe.
He could get there, but my fear for the Falcons not getting him is he's going to talk himself and impress teams enough.
Love to hear it.
Is Charlie Weiss Jr. kind of proven that he? He's a legitimate play caller, or is this just the Trinidad Chambliss show? Because I think when Lane left, everyone thought the brilliance of what Ole Miss was offensively has walked out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the score, 39 points?
Well, they scored 37. They got a late save. They scored 35 in Athens.
Yeah.
They didn't get a stop to the fourth quarter. But
that was Lane Kiffin.
It could be. Lane says that Charlie calls it.
Well, which
everybody,
is it? You tell me.
We'll find out.
don't placate with me.
I can't answer that right now because the game that Trinidad Chambliss played last week, the plays that were deciding games were off schedule plays. When Georgia dials up a blitz and they've got him, and it reminded me so much of Trayvon Walker one-on-one with Joe Burrow, and he jukes him, and he turns around and throws one for 60 and hits Jamar Chase. I mean, when you dial up a blitz – with a number one draft pick on a number one draft pick, and he made your guy miss, and then he makes a 60-yard play. That happened several times. And, you know, Trinidad Chambliss, the plays were there, but the plays that ultimately decided the game were was he got off schedule and made explosive plays.
Yeah, completely agree with that. And I think
he's going to have to do that tonight. I heard you talking about running north-south because Reuben Bain's coming off that edge.
Yes.
Like a nightmare.
Spot on.
I feel about it. I think if Ole Miss wins tonight, he's going to have to play out of his mind again.
Yeah, I agree with that. It bears mentioning that he's a guy that came in through the portal, Division II guy, as did, all these other quarterbacks that are in this semifinal. I know it's been a busy time of year for you. I'm going to ask it this way. The last 8 weeks, have you paid attention or talked to more high schoolers or more people in the portal? Which has your attention span been, more on high school recruiting or on portal players?
Agents.
All the above?
Agents, man.
Fill in the blank.
Agents. The portal kids, they're not doing interviews anymore. They're like, I don't give a damn. You know, I'm not doing it.
I guess just like who you're talking about, like in your line of work.
Oh, portal.
Yeah. Okay.
Portal, yeah. I mean, Georgia just signed one of the best classes they've signed, and they were, I would say a Kirby Smart type class. You know what I mean? It's
sure.
Top three or four, no matter what, you look at. I know Georgia fans don't want to hear this, but a lot of those guys didn't come because they think the hedges are great and the lights are cool. You know what I mean?
It is what it is.
You had to win some big boy recruitments, and that comes with two commas sometimes.
Jeez.
And, so, and Georgia fans are like, that's good. Who are we getting in the portal? You know what I mean? Like the portal, the traffic we have on Own3 right now is what it was in 2016 and 17 when you were doing those last signing day high school. Like mega. That's where we're at.
I was talking
right now
to somebody yesterday about the Tyson Campbell, Pat Surtain announcement from American Heritage.
Oh, yeah.
That was like legendary.
So
at the
time. I went down to Miami and I broke the James Cook commitment. That's another story. One day I spent an entire day with James Cook as he walked out of the high school and got in my car. And I said, hey, you need to tell anybody you're leaving? Nah, we're good. That's another story. We went around Miami and we filmed stuff for a commitment video. I stayed the next day because he played that night. Well, the next morning I go to American Heritage to see those guys. And I remember Patrick Surtain and Tyson Campbell walking out and I'm going, oh my God. They look better than what Georgia and Alabama got right now.
Right now.
Both. They were 261, 262 corners, and they're both for 10-5, 10-600 guys.
Yep.
I was leaving that day, and Corey Raymond from LSU was rolling in. Back then, you couldn't sit down with kids. He just magically walked in at the same time
those two kids were in the weight room.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy how that used to happen.
He looked at me, I said, Coach, I'm out, man. If you accidentally just bumped into the two best corners in America, it's a Christmas miracle, man.
Man, yeah.
Yep.
Well, things are obviously changing a lot with college kids. How much more crazy is the transfer portal? I mean, I've been seeing the trackers everywhere. How much more crazy is it this year versus last year versus the year before?
It's pretty wild. You know, I said something off the air to you guys. This is what I tell people that, like, man, I can't love college football anymore. I'm like, listen, you can't let the path to building a roster suck the life out of you because on Saturdays it's still college football. The views are insane. There's never been better views ever on college football. It's insane. My biggest fear here is we wanted parity. We're going to get parity. But if we're dangerously close, if we don't get some structure to having a New York Yankees Dodgers type deal, because nobody can compete with Texas Tech. Hmm. There's nobody in America that can compete with Texas Tech. And Texas is paying. And you know, do you want to get into a situation where nobody but three teams again can win because they've got billionaires? That defeats where you wanted. We're close to parity we've ever been. But I'm telling you right now, Texas Tech can go out and get who they want to check right then, which is wild. Where's the rules on that? I mean, if you want to go to Lubbock, Texas, and they're giving you good money, I get it. But they're going to build a roster that nobody can come close to because they got a billionaire who's not stopping until they win one.
That's crazy, man.
We could really go the other end of this deal.
Well, that's kind of what – that was what we always thought when we went 12 teams. It wasn't going to get any Cinderellas. The portal is just who's paying the most. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of the thing is – are we going to 24 teams next year?
I don't think so.
Because we are.
I think they'll go to 16.
We don't need 16, Rusty.
I didn't say we need it. You asked me what I thought.
Arguing with yourself.
We're trying to make sense over here, Bo. I think we're going to go to 16. And, you know, I don't know how it's all going to play out. I still think that the G5 kids deserve their own bracket. And you take those eight teams and you do. And if one of them's rated in the top 16 or if the top 12, they get in. But if they don't, we're what? Listen, the James Madison and the Hope State can't listen. The Tulane stuff, that was cute. Okay. But there's no way that you can't tell me Notre Dame and Texas didn't deserve to be in that. It would have been what? Notre Dame at Oregon, Texas at Ole Miss. Let's have this thing and have those, let's have those games and there'll be even more views. Because those views on those last two games, they just lost, they just died that day.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how that all pans out, and there's just so many conversations.
We could sit here literally. We could take a break every 20 minutes until 5 o'clock, and we could not quit talking about what rules need to be changed.
Yeah, I agree. It's the wild, wild west. I mean,
zero rules.
But how do they do it though?
Well, you know, like everybody says it has to be a commissioner. Well, there can't be a commissioner until all be on the same page. And I don't politics, but somebody's got to have some backing of legislation to saying this is the rules, this is the governing party, and that you cannot sue them once basically this the agreed upon rules are there. That's the only way I can see it stopping, because you know, everybody's like, we're going to get Nick Saban. Nick Saban's not going to do it if the conferences aren't aligned together, and they're not aligned together.
Yeah, I've been saying that for some time. It's like, you know, we can keep pointing at the NCAA. They know that whatever they do, they're going to get sued,
sued every day. This Trinidad Chambliss, if I don't know how much y'all paid attention to this, but this ruling on him is going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
Because basically the background of this, and Tom Mars is using all the right words, you know, mental, and if he can't come back, it's going to cause him a lot of this and a lot of that. And, you know, if he comes back, he's probably a $4 or $5 million player. Now, he can go to the NFL, and I guarantee he's a top two round. But he can stay at Ole Miss next year and make $4 million, and they're probably saying, look, you might have a chance of being the number one pick behind Arch.
Yep.
Right there, you and Arch will be the two guys. You're talking about a $40 million deal, $50 million deal. So there's a lot. This Trinidad Chambliss, not just because Ole Miss, that's a huge deal to get him back next year. I think what it sets as a precedent is what I'm watching.
What do you think about Ty Simpson?
I love Ty Simpson. I mean, I think he's got some flaws, but I'm telling you, man, I talked to a lot of people. I don't know what happened to him down the line. I heard some people say, you know, talked to Tim Watts yesterday. He said, Rusty, he had some medical stuff going on that was really, you know, Alabama lost some momentum. Their offensive line underachieved, and Mike would probably agree. I'm telling you right now, in my experience, what he did against Georgia and Athens and some of those throws and anticipation he did, this guy's a real deal. And he's so underrated with his legs, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's going in the first round. I don't give a damn what. He's going in the first round.
Yeah.
At some point, he's going in the first round. It might be 21st. It might be 28th. I'll sit here today, and I'll come back if I'm wrong. On January 8th, Ty Simpson's going in the first round.
Yeah.
All right, well, you bring him breakfast if you're wrong.
You're going to owe Bo both dangles.
I'll have one before that. You know what? I was sitting at the red light this morning in Cartersville, and I peeped over there. I said, God, that line's short. I don't want to start the year off quite this good for Bo. I might hit it next week.
Attaboy.
Well, Rusty, it was so good to have you back in studio today. Thank you for joining us.
Appreciate it.
That is the Rusty Mansell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. And, of course, you can catch Rusty on the Steakhouse right after us at 9 a.m. Coming up next, Arthur Blank has a lot to cover today. What can you expect to hear at 11:20? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan playing Mike's favorite song back there.
It's been a minute. Had to play it for you, man.
Did he do this on purpose? And of course, I mean, from where I'm sitting, his eyes are right over the top of the computer screen. He looks like a freaking prairie dog up there just poking his head out of the hole going, what's up, man?
Big smile. When Garrett was filling in and he played this, we clued him in that Mike is not the biggest fan of this song.
Yeah, Garrett's like, here you go, buddy. I'm like, nah, man.
But it was so sweet.
He didn't know the lore.
Yeah. After the show, Garrett was like, please let me know if he doesn't like songs.
I wasn't mad. And I don't dislike the song, I guess. It's just,
you've just heard it.
It's just, my God.
You've heard you've it way heard too it. Much.
Man.
Yeah, you've just
it,
heard
man,
it.
Man, if I never heard it again, I would have already hit my quota for my life.
Well, we are just a couple hours away from the press conference with Arthur Blank. Of course, he's addressing all the changes within the Falcons, the turnover with Raheem and Terry, the new role of the president of football operations. You two are going to be there. We are airing it at 11:20 on 92.9 The Game. If you could predict what the headline will be tomorrow when we're talking about this press conference, what's it going to be?
Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm thinking out loud. Like, you know,
Blank outlines.
I was going to say Arthur Blank based. Lays out structure for the new organizational structure for Falcons, or lays out timeline for hiring president, GM, coach. I don't know. I don't write headlines clearly, but something like those along those lines.
It's going to be, well, the headline is going to be a quote, and it's going to be like, we have higher expectations for this franchise or something like that. But I think the overall takeaway for us when we hit there tomorrow will be about the timeline that's laid out. And maybe that's the quote that you see as the headline. We're not in a rush, quote, Arthur says of new head coach. You know, something like that. But I think that it'll be more interesting than not to hear him give a rundown of the new structure, the new hierarchy, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
You know, do you go about hiring the GM first and have the GM part of the meetings with the head coaches or vice versa? Are they working in conjunction with one another? Or is it they're basically partners and they both report to the president of football ops? I don't know, but I think those are some of the things that he's going to lay out a blueprint for today.
Typically, in a work situation, when you hover over like your name on your email, it'll show you like the flow chart of the hierarchy. I'm wondering if that's already like installed up at Flowery Branch, if someone
say hovered. What now? Say that again.
When you hover over your name on like Microsoft or something, or with Microsoft in your email, at least in companies I've worked for, it will show you like you report to so and so reports to so and so. Yeah, and it shows you the flow chart so that you know how everything's organized. And I'm sure as organized as an NFL team can be, that flow chart is in their system. So I'm curious if it's kind of filled out right now. We've just got some blanks at this point.
That's so interesting. I've had three jobs, really, my entire adult life. It was football player, football coach, and football media. Well, so like, I've never dealt with this whole Microsoft situation.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
What do you consider your adult life when you turn eight?
I got out of college, yeah. When I first started getting paid, that's what my adult life
was. Mine was like maintenance/landscaper.
There you go.
It comes in handy when someone comes to you and they're like, hey, I need you to do this. And you're like, are they in charge of me?
I thought you were just going to say it's basically how in what order the names are listed on the email list. You know what I mean?
Like, no, it'll show
guy's
you.
Guy's got to be at the top. Like Arthur Blank's the first one on the list.
Well, yeah, of course he would be.
Yeah.
But it'll just map it out for you so you know exactly who reports to who.
All right.
Typically in corporate
Arthur,
settings.
Arthur, get your Microsoft Outlook. Get that
exactly.
rocking.
Let's exactly. do this thing. That's where you can see it.
Yeah, I don't, but I think I would say that in an NFL, is it wrong to think in an NFL building that if you're not the head coach or the GM or the president, I guess, of football operations, that you like those three people are always ahead of you, right?
Yeah.
So it does. So other than that, like, you know, I think kind of, you know, there's so many different departments that you, yes, because there's like a video department and that kind of, there's a digital department, there's a equipment department, those kind of things. But like, if one of three people walked to you in that building, they're automatically assumed they're above you matter what.
Of course, of course.
I mean,
I just, again, I'd be just curious to see, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm way off. You can tell me if I am. Is it president of football ops, then GM, then head coach? Or are we talking about a president of football ops that oversees both of them and they're in partnership with one another?
Well, that's the way since Mike Smith left.
Correct.
It has been in the Atlanta building. It has been GM and head coach are coexisting and working together. And they're kind of... they're in lockstep. They're a partner. They're like a marriage, right? They're like a husband and a wife. Like, they rule the house. Now, you know, you can have the argument that who actually wears the pants in the family.
Yeah.
But I think most people would tell you that every good marriage or every good relationship is not all give and no take. It's the perfect balance of give and take. And I do believe that's what they've tried to, since Dan Quinn and Thomas started this, and it was supposed to be the same way with Arthur and Terry, and then obviously Terry and Raheem, that's the thing you want to do. So they're both answering to the president of football operations, and with a lot of families, that would be, you know, the kids. Because your kids don't answer to you these days. It seems to be vice versa.
Yeah.
Because you got to do what they need.
Yeah. Are we going to have more questions tomorrow than we do today?
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because people are going to...
What do you mean by that? What did he mean by that?
You know, it's not even that. It's just that people want to put their narrative on something that everyone says in this. And it's, look, it's our business. It's literally what we do. What do you think he meant by that? Oh, I think he meant this. And that's because that's your thought. That's how you think of things. But if you're listening to the new structure and what they've literally wrote in these letters to you, and I'm sure that they'll hopefully say everything that backs that up, is that it is Arthur Blank, and then it is Greg Beatles with ticketing and marketing and the business of running a sports franchise, and then it is whoever they hire to run the football team, and that's the president of football operations. And so it goes Arthur and then Beatles and the new president of football ops sit next to each other, and they work together, but they don't, right? That makes sense?
Yep.
And then it trickles down to the GM and head coach are next to each other, and they work together to build the roster and to coach the team and put wins on. And whenever they go up, they answer to the VP of football or the president of football operations. Now there's a bunch of people in the middle of all that, right? But that's the way they've spelled it out for us to work. So hopefully nothing is said today that
I was going to say. The minute you say something like that, is that exactly what she asked the question? Are we going to have more questions tomorrow? Absolutely. Yeah. Because something will be said today that is not in concert with the way we think of it.
Right.
And we'll be like, man,
okay,
did not think that would happen.
So to answer your question, Allie, that's why the less people sitting up there today, the better.
Okay. Makes sense.
I'm still going with Blank and Beatles. That's my projection.
I'm with you on that, but no more.
No more.
No more.
No more, no less.
In fact, I would just say have Blank there. If it was me, if I was making the decision, I would say let's just have Arthur.
We'll see what happens. 11:20, you will hear it live on 92.9 The Game. And Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live coverage football in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time. It's brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. And by Alumni Hall, shop UGA, Bama, Tennessee, and more. It's where fans shop. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchup. It's this Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we're going to shift over to the other major headline going on in the city today. Trey Young has been traded. We're going to take your calls next. How are you feeling about it? Are you excited? Are you sad? 404-726-0929. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass taking your calls at 404 727-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I feel like we're doing a very similar show as we did on Monday, where it was like, hey, Falcons won, but Raheem and Terry are gone.
Craziness.
The Hawks won last night, but Trey's been traded.
I saw that, and I want to get Bo's take on this. I saw Mike Conti tweeted out that he can't remember a stretch of 72 hours like this in Atlanta sports history. I'm curious if there's just so much craziness and turnover right now.
I was curious if it was, and I know it's going to be apples and oranges. I was curious if it's at all similar to the same week that Freddie Freeman went to the Dodgers and Matt Ryan was traded. Because that all happened in 1 week.
Well, Matt Olson was also traded here, too.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that started, remember? That's when we found out, when we saw that Olson trade come in.
And
you're
then it was like, wait a minute, Freddie's gone then.
That was pretty crazy. That was that? Yeah, that's right, because everything was pushed back that year because of
the lockout.
The lockout. I remember doing, I'm not trying to like go back and like play revisionist history and like, or just like, you know, talk about when people were wrong or right. But I remember the Matt Ryan stuff because Deshaun Watson is, the sweepstakes are going on, right? And the Falcons, Carl was out and it was the week of St. Patrick's Day. And John Chuckery was in with Mike Bell, and the Deshaun Watson news pops up, and we're like at a Hooters, and I'm on the phone, and I'm texting with some people, some sources that I have, and then I'm on the phone with a certain sports reporter who's now retired, who worked for the AJC for a really long time, and then The Athletic.
I wonder who you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can. I think you can figure it out. There was a Sergeant cartoon that used to be in the funny pages on the newspaper that we don't have anymore. But anyways, kind of had the same last name. But anyways, we were talking about it and where this was coming from. And I remember me and Chuck were like, hell no. First off, you've got Matt, but you're in cap hell with Matt's contract. How can you afford to pay Deshaun Watson what he wants and be worth a damn as a team? And Mike Bell was like, no, let's go get Deshaun. And I remember having those shows, and it was just so crazy. And then literally a week later, Ryan's traded, to your point. Carl's back. Ryan's traded. Olson, Freeman, everything goes down, and it was just wild. This feels different, though, because you got something new in return. Like, you got some, you knew what you had a – I guess you're going to get something new now, but you – for Freddie, you knew exactly the replacement. For Trey, you don't know what that is. You know that Jalen's the guy, but what is taking place of Trey, right?
Yeah.
And now with this whole thing with the Falcons, like, the whole franchise is in flux. At least with Matt, you knew that you had a coach and a GM and everything. Like, you don't know the president. You don't know the head coach. You don't know the GM. Hell, you don't even know if you know the quarterback.
Yeah. I think that's the interesting thing to me, to kind of listen to callers, listen to the feedback on the socials, because I think that you do have a faction of really fans from any organization or city or whatever it may be, where you look at it and you go, okay, I want to be patient with whatever's in place. And those people don't say much when things are in place the way they want them. They just say, I want to be patient. I'm just going to ride this out. I'm not going to be vocally critical of whatever's going on. And there is like a faction, like half the fan base is vocally critical at the time. And then when some big move like the Trae Young trade happens, the sides completely flip. Mm-hmm. The people that had been quiet before all of a sudden are speaking up going, I hate this trade. I just wanted to keep going with Trae Young. He's a star, blah, 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 blah. And the people who wanted something to happen are suddenly like, all right, yeah, cool. That's what I've been asking for.
Right, right. Let's go out to the phone lines. We do have Ryan calling in from Ackworth. Ryan, where do you fall on the slippery scale of this trade?
Yeah, so to be honest with you, I've never been a fan of Trae Young since Oklahoma. Didn't think he was that good of a shooter anyways. I don't compare it to the same trade as Matt Ryan, because as a season ticket holder for the Falcons, I fought with so many Falcons fans that said Matt Ryan was garbage, Matt Ryan didn't know what he was doing, blah, 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 and now we're sitting here loving that he's coming back. I sat here and told people that we are going to be wanting and wishing we had Matt Ryan when he's traded. So, no, I don't consider this the same thing. Freddie Freeman, Braves front office screwed that up. I don't see how we let that man go. We see what he's doing with the Dodgers, but hey, that's you know, that was then, this is now. So we have to get some defense on the Hawks. Really, if you're asking me, I think we need a big man. We've always needed a big man. That's the only thing that's been stopping us from winning, is an actual true big man. We need to go get one of those big European dudes, not Porzingis, but you know, one of those other guys from deep in Europe. But, you know, that's my two cents. But, you know, love you guys. Love the show. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
I agree with you on the Matt Ryan stuff.
We need to go to the Nordic states up there and find a guy.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is when he brought up the big man stuff, but we need a European. Like, and I just think back to when European players were thought of as soft.
Yeah.
And they weren't tough enough to play in the NBA. Go back to, like, Tony Kukoc. And when the Bulls drafted him number one, when they in the first round, they played him, or they had the rights to him or something. They played him in like the international basketball. They played the Dream Team.
Yeah.
And Jordan and Pippen made their mission to beat the hell out of him. Like, they were like, we're going to show him, what it's like to play real basketball, NBA.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about European guys, like, oh, I'm going to go get a big, tough European guy.
Big Scandinavian, like, fella.
The hell have we become? We got to get tough to go to Europe. No, we don't.
Zaza Pachulia would like
Yeah, our own version of Rocky. Right. It's funny. I agree with him, though, about the Matt Ryan stuff. And I agree with him about, and it's not even the same as Dominique, by the way.
Dang.
Just want to put it, Dominique was whatever you think of what Dominique did or didn't do, and I've been critical at times of what he didn't win here, and, you know, having a statue. Dominique's the greatest player to ever step foot put on an Atlanta Hawks jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go ahead and make sure that doesn't change. Also, I would be remiss if there's a little bit of, I know we got more calls maybe, but yeah. Real quick,
yeah,
the Falcons have requested to interview Robert Saleh, or Saleh. I don't know. I don't even know how to pronounce the names anymore, because Ansi pronounces his different than Saleh does.
Right.
And so I'm like, and it's spelled the same. So maybe one day if he was, but.
Tomato, tomato. That's how it goes.
That would be a way to keep Jeff Ulbrich, by the way.
Ding.
Ding.
But yes.
But they have requested him, just so you guys know.
Hmm. Interesting.
Per Albert Breer.
Interesting. Let's go out to the phone lines one more time. In Jonesboro, we have Cortez. Good morning, Cortez. How are you feeling about the trade?
I don't like it. I think superstars and stars run this league. I feel like they never really put the players around Trey to make him be successful. A la Luka, when he had Kyrie, that's when he took off. Mm. Name me a player that in Kyrie level with Trae Young. And also, I felt like, same with Dominique, this organization really always trying to do 3 or 4 years, and then when it don't work, they start over. Trae's been here 7 years. It took Mike, all these other players, 7, 8, 9 years to win a championship. But if you don't put the players around him, then how is he going to win? Like, and coaching. I feel like he should have had a coach that's on his type of level. He's a point guard. I feel like we should have got Mark Jackson. That's another story, but I just felt like what the Hawks are doing is starting over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of starting over. I want to win now.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks
you're not starting call. Over, because the best player on the team is Jalen Johnson, with Trey here or not. Second thing I would think is Trey pretty much handpicked Quinn. Remember? When he talked about how great Quinn was for him.
Almost 3 years ago.
And,
too.
Yeah.
It was February of 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And so I would say that. Also, the NBA, one thing we need to remember about the NBA, and Dylan, yeah, I know, jump, we were going to do Life of Squid, but yeah, forget it. I want you to jump in. What runs the NBA? The players. The star players. The superstar players. You know why Kyrie ended up in Dallas? Because he was cool with going there. Okay? if all these if Trey's a superstar, where are all the players that wanted to play with him? Where are all the teams that wanted him? I'm not trying to knock the guy. I'm just trying to talk some reality into us. Superstars run the NBA. If a superstar is available, as Trey's been since last offseason, teams are going to go snag him and grab him and do whatever they can, move heaven and earth to get him. Where were all these players that wanted to play with this superstar? Where were all these teams that wanted to give you all this trade value for this superstar? Limited value in the NBA about for a superstar means there's no value. Am I wrong, Dylan? I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not trying to trash Trey because I really did enjoy watching him play for a long time, and I appreciate his time here. And I've got a Trey Young jersey at home. I'm not going to get rid of it or nothing like that.
No, you're not off base at all. Look at what the Lakers gave up for Luka. Look at what – you can even go back to when Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was first with the Clippers and OKC traded for him. They gave up a lot to get him. Like Bo said, if you are a true superstar and players really do want to play with you and coaches and GMs value you, they will move heaven and earth to bring you in. And, again, I like what the Hawks got back because of where Trey's trade value was, but C.J. McCollum and Corey Kispert, like the players, but respectfully, that's not moving heaven and earth to go get a player like Trey.
Well, and at this point in time, we just got to say thanks for the memories, Trey. We appreciate it.
We do appreciate his time.
Listen to her sound like a Sarah McLachlan song.
No, that was Fall Out Boy. Come on, that was Fall Out Boy. All right, that's going to do it for us, for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack. Thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
know who you answer to at work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,